So Thomas Coram determined to tap some of that newfound wealth to create a foundling hospital, a place where babies could be deposited, legitimate or illegitimate, and would be given a decent chance of survival. For nearly 20 years, he made himself a nuisance to his friends, petitioning the king and everyone else until the funds got raised. In 1741, the hospital opened its doors to its first children. Not surprisingly, it couldn't cope with demand. To decide which children could and couldn't get places, there was a heartbreaking lucky dip. Mothers lined up to draw wooden balls out of a bag. A white ball, and your baby was in. A red ball, you were on the reserve list. A black ball, well, you were back on the streets. Inside this cabinet are some of the saddest things left to us by the 18th century, because these are the keepsake tokens given to their babies by desperate mothers just at the point when they were going to leave them to the tender mercies of the foundling hospital. There's a whole world of sorrow and love in this extraordinary cabinet, and it speaks not just of the very destitute. Some of the pieces, like this beautiful mother of pearl heart with the initials, presumably, of the little baby on it, suggests that some of these mothers were actually quite well-to-do.